We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. They're going crazy in free agency in the NBA. It all started last night, as you know. So then it rolled into this morning, and it's just popping all day. Obviously, the biggest story is coming out of Philadelphia, where they got PG-13. Paul George agrees to a four-year, $212 million max deal with the Sixers. And the deal, which includes a player option for the 27-28 season, brings George back to the Eastern Conference and teams him up with Tyrese Maxey and the 23 MVP JoJo Embiid. While they were doing that, this morning they finalized a fat five-year, $204 million max deal extension with Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, the all-star guard who's unstoppable, 23 years old, made his first all-star game in 24 and averaged, listen to this, 25.9 points, 6.2 dimes, and 3.7 rips per game and shot 37% from three last season. Obviously, they're going to be a dangerous team. Obviously, they just got better. You don't add Paul George and not get better. This guy can flat out score, flat out fill it up. He can get his shot, anywhere, anytime, any game against anyone. He is buckets. That's all there is to it. And then now, can you imagine having the speed and skill and style of Maxey ripping it up the court and scoring at will? You got to worry about him. You can't even stop him. You can't even try to stop him. You can't even try to guard him. And now you've got kickouts to George to go to work or to the big fella at the top of the key or in the low block. No one can stop Embiid. And he gets more calls than anyone in the NBA. This guy goes to the line like you go to the grocery store. A lot of people think that the Knicks are the team since they got Ananobi re-signed and got Mikal Bridges, that they're the team that's going to give Boston problems. I'm willing to say now it's obviously either the Knicks or Philly that's going to challenge Boston in the East, and that's all there is to it. And there's other good teams, but with George on the Sixers, they are exponentially better, and I think the Knicks are exponentially better because they get Randall back into the mix, and they've already got all the Villanova cats on the team, and then you add Bridges to that mix. Now they got every guy that went to Nova on the team, unless they pick up Lowry, right? So here's the deal. These two teams, imagine a series. I thought the best playoff series in this year's playoffs, two of them were obviously Dallas and Minny. And then I think even better than that was the Knicks and Sixers. So it's going to be a war between those two teams to see who's going to dance with the champion Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Obviously, it doesn't end there. Free agent center Jalen Smith, a three-year, $27 million deal with the Bulls. He was a reserve for the Pacers and averaged 9.9 points and 5.5 rips while shooting 42% from three. The Thunder this morning agreed to long-term extensions with key players on their bench. Isaiah Joe, I like his game, and Aaron Wiggins. Joe will sign a four-year, $48 million deal. Wiggins will sign 5 years, $47 million. Of course, the Thunder declined small options, team options on Joe and Wiggins with the intention of signing both of them to longer sheets, and they did that. By the way, going back to Philly for a second, they also inked Kelly Oubre to a new two-year, $16.3 million deal. He's tough. It's got a player option for 25-26. In his first season in Philly, he averaged 8 per clip. How about Dallas forward Derek Jones Jr.? Guess he didn't have enough fun going on the deep run to the end of the line for the Mavs because he's going to the Clippers. He agreed to a 3-year, $30 million deal after losing in the finals. He leaves and goes to La Lipstick City to play in the new Clippers multi-billion dollar Shangri-La arena that Ballmer has built for him. Listen, we know that Klay Thompson is done with the Dubs. That's over with. The four-time NBA champ, he's had discussions already with the Lakers and Mavs, and allegedly there's other teams talking to him, the Clippers, even the Sixers. I don't know how the Sixers can pay him, too, on top of everything else they've already done. I say I'd love to see him end up like his dad, a Laker. He grew up a Laker fan, grew up in L.A. I think that would be really cool. Najee Marshall agreed to a 3-year, $27 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. He had been with the Pels, and obviously they want Klay. We'll see what happens. Mason Plumlee has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Suns. The 34-year-old big averaged 5.3 and 5.1 rips, points rips, 5 points each for the Clips last season. He doesn't matter. How about Valanciunas? He leaves the Pels for the Wizards, a 3-year, $30 million deal. He's 32, and he's joining that rebuilding Wizards squad as a vet presence and depth at center after they drafted the big French kid, Alex Sarr, with the number 2 pick in last week's draft. CP3 signs with the Spurs to play with Wembanyama. He was waived on Sunday by the Dubs, who had a deadline to guarantee his $30 million salary for the season. Instead, the 39-year-old joins the Spurs as an unrestricted free agent and brings leadership to that squad. And let's see how he plays and gets the pill to Wemby. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope finalizing a 3-year, $66 million deal to sign with the Orlando Magic. He won titles with the Lakers in 20 and the Nuggets in 23. Another guy going to Philly, Bulls center Andre Drummond to the Sixers on a 2-year, $10 million deal. K-Love returning to the Heat, Kevin Love a 2-year deal. The big Luke Kornet is staying with the Celtics, a 1-year deal in Boston. The Beard, James Harden, planning to return to the Clippers on a 2-year, $70 million deal. Max Christie, the free agent guard, a 4-year, $32 million deal to stay with the Lakers. By the way, the NBA announced the cap numbers for 24-25. The cap is set at 140.5 mil, lower than what was projected during the season. The luxury tax line is at 170.8 mil. The first apron is at 178.1. The second apron at 188.9. The non-taxpayer mid-level exemption is worth 12.8 mil, and the taxpayer mid-level is set at 5.1 mil. Our boy Obi-Wan Kenobi Toppin signs a 4-year fat $60 million deal to stay with the Pacers in Naptown. He's styling now with the big bag. Of course, over the weekend, J.B. Bickerstaff got the head coaching gig in Detroit that they swiped away from Monty Williams after that big fat deal they gave Williams. They said bye-bye after one season, and Bickerstaff takes over. How about restricted free agent Patrick Williams? A deal to go back to the Bulls. 5 years, $90 million. That's whopping. The fifth year is a player option on that deal. The Pistons are done with Evan Fournier and his $19 million team option. They said bye-bye. Same thing in Atlanta. They're done with Sadiq Bey. They won't give him a sheet. Russell Westbrook picked up his $4 million option with the Clips, but I'm hearing they may deal him. Well, that's about it. More will happen throughout the day. We'll have it covered for you.